This is your Daily Dose, the small segment of this show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Hey guys, this is your Daily Dose. It's finally time to play ball. That's right. Today is Major League Baseball's opening day, and baseball is back. Finally. After weeks and weeks and months of waiting patiently, the game we love is finally back. It's finally time to tip our caps to our favorite teams and favorite players. And I, along with the millions of baseball fans out there, couldn't be more excited. But like the rest of the world, Major League Baseball and their players are going to be making some new adjustments. The game is going to be played under some new and different circumstances. First and foremost, we're going to watch our favorite team and favorite players play in stadiums with no fans. That's right, absolutely no fans. So these teams and these players are going to have to dig deep and remember what it was like to play baseball in the backyard. Why they played baseball. They played baseball because they loved it. They played baseball for the competitiveness, for their passion, not because of fans. So for the first time ever, guys that are getting paid millions of dollars, guys that get so pumped up with the adrenaline of the crowd, will be playing in front of stadiums with no fans. Very interesting to watch over the next few weeks. The other thing that is so different about this season for Major League Baseball is 60 games. That's right, just 60 games. You know, I played baseball for a very long time, and I've heard this term millions of times. The term or the phrase from a coach or someone who is giving you words of encouragement. I've been told this a million times. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And that couldn't be more true for 99% of your life. Listen, patience is a virtue. You want to give yourself a long runway. You want to play the long game. You know, when you're able to understand that it takes time to develop, that it takes time to accomplish your goals, that it takes time to develop into the person that you want to be, you're going to put yourself in a much better situation. But I'm here today to remind you, using the 2020 Major League Baseball season as an example, that there are times in your life, there are instances in your life where a sense of urgency is super important, that there are times in your life that it is a sprint and not a marathon. So as we get ready for the 2020 Major League Baseball season, as we're super pumped up to be able to watch our favorite players do their thing, let's use Major League Baseball as an example this year in 2020 that there is a time in our life where we need to understand that it's a sprint and not a marathon. So when you're watching baseball tonight, tomorrow, and the rest of the season, I want you to remind yourself, I want you to ask yourself, what is it in your life right now that you need to take as a sprint and not a marathon? That you need to kick yourself in the ass and tell yourself that I've got to get going. I've got to get moving. Because although I usually think that I have a lot of time, in fact, I may be running out of time. That is what's so cool about this 2020 Major League Baseball season. From tonight's first pitch, it is go time. 30 teams have a legitimate chance to get hot and win a championship. You know, over a course of 162 games, usually the best and strongest teams prevail. They're able to overcome the challenges and the obstacles. They're able to overcome those tough times throughout the course of a long season, whereas the weaker teams are unable to bounce back from that. But in a 60-game season, anything can happen. In a 60-game season, the teams that come out of the gates the hottest could be the teams that put themselves in a position to win a championship. So let me ask you this question. What in your life is a sprint and not a marathon? If you had to come out of the gates tomorrow and go 100% as fast as you could, what could you accomplish in a shorter period of time rather than a longer period of time? Think about it. Take a hard look and ask yourself, is there something that you want to accomplish? Maybe going about it as a sprint and not a marathon for the first time can get you going in the direction that you want. So there are times in your life that you have to understand that a sense of urgency is what you need, that a kick in the ass is what you need, that reminding yourself that you don't have unlimited time. So let's use the Major League Baseball season as an example to get ourselves off the couch, to get ourselves back up and get going, and understand that maybe the goal you want to accomplish, all you need to do is sprint. That was your Daily Dose. Like I always say, whether it's 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now, until tomorrow, you know what you have to do. Go on, get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream.